This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Story two on the theme of how you're going to get done in this economy, what you want to get done in this economy, comes to us from Federal Reserve Chair Jay Powell testifying this week on Capitol Hill. Among the many other things Mr. Powell said is that the Fed is trying real hard to get this economy back to full employment, about which this. First of all, we are still down 10 million jobs from where we were at the beginning of all of this. Second of all, the official unemployment rate in this economy is 6.3%, as we have told you. But both Powell and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen say the pandemic has done such violence to the American labor force and how we measure it that the real jobless rate a year on now is probably closer to 10%. So knowing all that, what do you suppose it might take to get back to full employment? Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Think of full employment as an economic sweet spot. The unemployment rate is low enough that workers can find jobs easily and earn steadily higher wages. But it's not so low that employers can't find workers and have to bid wages up dramatically. Jesse Rothstein's an economist at UC Berkeley.
You don't have to worry that you're just queuing with a whole lot of other unemployed workers for scarce jobs. It means you have some negotiating power.
Economists say we hit full employment before the pandemic, when unemployment was at 3.5%. Now, unemployment's officially at 6.3%, or upwards of 10%, including all the folks who aren't being counted or have stopped looking.
No matter what measure you use, we're in a very serious recession.
Harvard economist Jason Furman says millions of jobs are still missing in bars and restaurants, hotels, education. He thinks many of them can be restored with another round of stimulus and widespread vaccination.
I think we can get a lot of the way back to full employment by the end of this year. I don't know that we can get all the way back that quickly, just because for some people it's going to take them time to find new jobs.
And it'll be hardest for low-wage workers of color to get back to pre-pandemic employment levels, says economist Gary Hoover at Tulane University.
Even at its very best, Black unemployment was twice that of white unemployment. The response of Blacks to a shock like this takes longer and goes deeper.
Hoover says getting the whole country back to full employment will take specific policies, like assistance to Black small business owners and help paying for childcare. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.